It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We're studying the dispensation of the church, of God's church, and this is dispensation number 6. Well, last time we looked at the church at Jerusalem briefly, and we talked about some actions of that local church, and we saw how that the apostles, they were teaching sound doctrine. It says that the people were steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. In other words, the teaching in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. And then we also saw how that they had fellowship. They worked together, and they lived, and they knew that they should have the same goals, the same interests and experiences, and they shared this with one another, and they stayed close to one another. They prayed for each other, and that's one of the things that we looked at. The people prayed, and they also observed the Lord's Supper, and this is what local church should be, is people getting along, observing the Lord's table, observing the Lord's Supper. We need to have fellowship with them, pray with each other, and uphold each other in prayer, and pray for the lost people that they would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, there were certain attitudes of these people of God's church, the local church there in Jerusalem, and I see that the people agreed. Now, they continued daily. This means that they were consistent. There was consistency there. There was one accord, and this means that they were in agreement. There was no arguments, no arguing. That's hard to believe today, is it? But there was no arguing, no arguments. There was no backbiting in that local church at Jerusalem. And we see that so many times, and we hear of it in local churches. It should not be. And there were no disagreements as to who was in charge of God's church. God was in charge. It was and is His church. It says in the temple. Of course, we talked about this as well, that the temple was a meeting place. This is where most people would be. So these people of the early church, they would go there and give out the word of God. They were in the temple, and this was their meeting place that they shared Jesus Christ with unsaved people. Acts chapter 2 and verse 46, the first part of that verse says, "And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple." They continued steadfastly. In other words, they did this daily. That means that they gave out the word of God. And you know, Sunday is a time when local churches, for the most part, meet. And this is the time that we celebrate as the Lord's resurrection. This is in remembrance of Him as well. Not only at Easter, but every Sunday should be a remembrance. But not only that, it should be every day that we remember the Lord's resurrection. Well, these people in the early church, they continuing daily, they didn't stop on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday. They were every day continuing daily with one accord. They worked together. They were of one accord carrying out God's plan. Jesus Christ told everybody and tells us to go into all the world to preach and teach the word of God, baptizing the people, those who get saved, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are to do that in one accord in a local church. These people continued daily with one accord in the temple, their meeting place. And notice this also about the early church here that we keep reading about. The people were thankful. They were thankful for what they shared together. And they no doubt ate meals together, as the Lord did with His disciples. And we know this for a fact because we read of it in Matthew chapter 26. We're going to read that in just a moment. But the Lord instituted His supper with the disciples, but He also had a meal with them just before He was crucified. And notice Acts chapter 2 and verse 46. It says, talks about these people at the local church in Jerusalem. They did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. They were together, not only in actions, but in their hearts. Matthew 26, verses 26 through 27, it says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread. This is at the Lord's Supper, the institution of the, the time the Lord's Supper was instituted. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it." And of course, we've read about this, how that they observed the Lord's table, these people at Jerusalem, the early church, how that they observed that. And the Bible tells us that we are to observe that, that we are to do the same thing. And as we do this, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. The Lord instituted this, and we see it instituted once again, as we see this in the early church at Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2. Well, these people agreed with one another. They were thankful. And also, the people praised God. Acts 2:47 says, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Sometimes people look around and they say, "Well, we don't see a lot of people being saved. Maybe the Lord's not going to save anybody else." Well, maybe it's us who are not giving out the word of God. Maybe it's us who are not praising God. Maybe it's us who are not in agreement with each other. And the agreement is that Jesus still saves, and that Jesus wants to save everyone. Makes no difference who a person is. He wants to save everyone. And the Bible says they're praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Why do you believe and why do you think that the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved? I believe it was because the people were doing as the Lord said, that they were giving out Jesus Christ. They were doing what God wanted them to do. It wasn't them who were adding to the church. It was the Lord, according to Acts 2:47, who added to the church daily. But he's given us the privilege of telling others about Jesus. And as we tell others about Jesus, how to be saved, God will add to his local church. In other words, that word will pierce the heart. That person will either trust Jesus Christ or they'll turn him down. But thank God there are many who trust Jesus Christ and they're added to the church daily, such as should be saved. And I remind you that just speaking of a local church, you don't just see a person saved and just say, "Okay, have a good day, you're on your own now." No, we need to encourage them to get into a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church where they can grow in the admonition of the Lord, be nourished in the Word of God. When the man of God stands and proclaims Jesus Christ, preaching sound doctrine, letting people know how that they can grow in Jesus Christ, getting into his word and listening to what God has to say. You don't leave a person just on their own. That baby is first born. A baby in the hospital is born. You don't give that baby steak to eat. You don't just leave the baby on his own, her own. You take that baby and you nurture that baby. And you let that baby know you love them, that you love that baby. And that's the way it is when a new convert, when we see a person saved, that is a new convert, that is a new babe in Christ. We should not leave that person just to flounder around and just wander around not knowing what to do after a salvation. But we need to take them to a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church and help them to grow in Jesus Christ. Well, we also see something that happened in that local church. There were results of God's church. Notice what happened. There was fear. Acts chapter 2 talks about this. And once again, the Holy Spirit was present, as we see and reread in Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit was present, and there were signs and wonders, and these things were done by the apostles. Acts 2:43 says, "And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles." Now, I personally believe that we don't have to see signs today. Jesus said there's no sign going to be given to anyone except the sign of Jonah. He was 3 days and three nights in that fish, in the whale's belly, and he came out. That's the sign. And what's that a representation of? Jesus Christ crucified, buried in the grave 3 days and three nights, and he came out just like Jonah did out of that whale when Jesus came out of the grave. That's the only sign. That's the only thing. That's not a sign. That is a fact. That's the only thing that people need to know, and there's not going to be anything else given. But fear came upon every soul that we read of in the book of Acts here in Acts chapter 2, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. I believe that, once again, there's a lack of God's power within local churches today. The lack of God's power means there's lack of prayer. There's lack of being a person who is sold out to the Lord. There's lack of things that we should be doing as Christians, working together. We've read about this and we've talked about this, how that the people at the early church, they agreed, they were together. And the greatest thing that I see that produced was here to produce fear was the word of God going forth, sound doctrine, the teaching of the apostles. I believe that as the word of God goes forth, it produces something. And if there is something that is needed in local churches today, it is the power of God. And I believe that fear will come upon the heart of individuals who say, oh God, I don't want to die and go to hell. I want Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That's the fear that needs to be in the heart of an unsaved person today, that there is a heaven to gain. And that's not fear. There's a hell to shun, and that is fear. The fear of going to a devil's hell. Well, keep this in mind as we continue our study. A few weeks before what we're reading about, once again, the fear came upon the people in Acts chapter 2 and verse 43. But what we're reading about here in the early church, just a few weeks before that, Jesus was crucified. And just before the crucifixion of Christ, the Bible says in Matthew 26 and verse 56, but all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. This is a sad situation that we read of just before the crucifixion of Christ. Remember, even Peter had denied the Lord just before the crucifixion. We read about this in Matthew chapter 26. And after Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, this is the same one who denied the Lord. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, and possibly some of those same people who had cried, crucify him, Luke chapter 23, perhaps some of these people had received Christ as Savior. People who have received Christ as Savior were now proclaiming him as Lord instead of denying him. Those who were watching the happenings in Jerusalem knew that something supernatural was taking place. They had never seen anything like it. They were filled with wonder, awe, and had a great reverential fear of what they were seeing with their own eyes. Oh, if we only had the power of God in many of the local churches today, what a difference that would make. The local church needs to have the power of God upon it as a group, as people. They become one. Remember, we studied this. People are to be one in the Lord. O-N-E. We're to be one in the Lord, so that we can get the things of God done that he wants done. And he wants us to tell people how to be saved. He wants us to pray to the Lord. He wants us to stay close to our Savior. And he wants to see the wonder of his might go forth in this world. And the wonder goes forth when a person says, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, lift me up.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.